I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about when habits matter. Now, they do matter all the time, but I really believe that habits are built for the days that it's hardest to do them. And what I mean is habits are most needed on the days when you feel you have the least to give, on the days that getting out of bed is difficult, on the days that even the idea of getting in the shower, putting on some clothes, getting in the car and going to work seem impossible. Those are the days that your habits and routines are built for. When I was drinking, other than I was always consistent in my work and showing up for work and doing what I need to do at work. But in the other areas of my life pertaining really to self-care and myself, such as, you know, getting in a workout, eating well, drinking the water I need to drink, and anything that was really solely for me, I was never consistent with. I kind of, you know, I always refer to myself as I was either 100% on or I was off. I either was doing everything I needed to do. I was getting in like the protein, like they say, you know, getting into the gym, drinking my water and feeling great. Or I would have a couple slip ups in the sense that I would miss a workout or not eat what I was supposed to eat. And I would say, you know what? Forget it. I've already not done what I need to do for a couple of things. I'm just going to throw the towel in and say, screw it. So I was either all in or all out. And that was really hard for me because I found myself going through phases of, and a lot of it would correlate with times of moderation or even like new years and new beginnings where I would set goals for myself in terms of my fitness and drinking, where I would say, what's January 1? I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to not drink at all. And I would be great and I'd feel great, but then I would stop. So that was hard. That was like really hard because I didn't like not being consistent with myself. I didn't like having to admit to myself that I knew what I needed to do. I knew what I needed to do that made when I felt my best. And I just could not get out of my own way and do it. When I first became sober, one of the first lessons I learned in my sober community was the importance of daily habits, routines, particularly your morning routine and night routine. I'm not going to get into those specifically right now, just talking generally about habits and routines, but I learned that it was really important to consistently show up and do what you say you're going to do. It was important to regularly do your habits. It was important to maintain your routines. And I really believe that maintaining those are not for the days where you feel the best. It's for the days where it feels impossible. For the days where you feel like a pile of garbage, but no matter what, you still get up. You get your 30 minutes of movement in. You get your personal growth reading that you promised yourself that you would do. You also would drink the water that you need to drink and eat well because it really builds strength in many ways. I found that I taught myself to not break promises to myself, that I found that the more that I showed up regularly and consistently, that I built confidence in myself. I no longer was not reliable. I no longer really, when I set plans that would be for self-care, such as working out, were no longer wishy-washy plans where, oh, I'm committing, but I'm half committing. It was, no, this is what I said I was going to do, and this is what I do. And it became more ingrained that no matter how I'm feeling internally, no matter how awful, like I'm in a fight with my boyfriend or I'm having a really bad work situation where there was a mistake done at work and I have to figure it out, regardless of my outside surrounding environment, I was still going to show up for myself every day and be consistent with my habits. I was going to be consistent that no matter what, at the end of the day, all the external forces, I still did not break promises to myself. I still woke up every day and did what I needed to do. And I think that the morale that builds internally is unmatched, because I found that the more that I did this, the more consistent and the more days I was accumulating of my habits and of my routines of still showing up, the more that I felt good about myself. And especially when I have really hard days, which I still do have, which drinking or not drinking, I still have hard days sometimes. And nothing makes me feel more proud of myself or satisfied than at the end of the day when I can say, you know what, even though I felt like a pile of poo, I still did what I needed to do. I did not break a promise to myself, but I still showed up and did my habits. That is when I really believe that it matters the most. That is when I feel that the most growth is made, because you're using your habits for when you need them. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.